Time now for Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. But out of business? Your mutual fund went out of business? How could this be? You can't happen. Do you need to guard against this? Your mutual fund going out of business? Well, it happens all the time. There are, I don't know, maybe 9,000 mutual funds in this country, and some of them don't make it. I mean, they're just businesses. They don't attract enough investors to make it worthwhile to run them. Simple as that. And so usually what happens is that the dying fund gets merged into another fund. And if you have money in the dying fund, you're given some options. And one of them is you can pull your money out. Another option is that you can let your money go into the fund that your fund is going to merge with. Now, if you pull your money out and your fund has lost money for you, you could get a tax deduction for your loss. If you let your money in the dying fund get transferred to the new fund, you don't get a tax deduction. About 400 mutual funds go out of business each year. And I have to believe, it's probably going to go on for many years. But don't worry. Lots of new funds are being given birth, and a lot of them die. It's just like life. More after this, we pause. If you'd like a good analysis of your mutual funds and your stocks and bonds, call 1-866-225-4334. Get Tom's questionnaire or do that questionnaire at the website, tomasinmorgan.com. Hi, it's Tom again. Real notes from real doctors, of course, they're inadvertently screwed up. But real notes from real doctors. Patient had waffles for breakfast and anorexia for lunch. Patient was alert and unresponsive. Well, that must have been a teenager. Rectal examination revealed a normal-sized thyroid. Your thyroid is in your throat. Now, you don't suppose the doctor was suggesting, this is Tom, as in Morgan.